Animals in God's Story, Chapter 8. For the Ones Who Think It's Too Late. By Steve Martin and Clyde Pilkington. Let's not sugarcoat it. This world is a mess. People lie, cheat, abuse, kill. Nations go to war. Families fall apart. Kids grow up in systems that crush them. Sin abounds, every day, everywhere. And if religion were right, God's grace would run on a timer. Limited supply, conditions apply. Better say the right words before time runs out. But that's not the gospel. Here's the real story. Where sin abounded, grace superabounded. Romans 5:20. Let that sink in. Not equaled, not barely kept up, superabounded. God doesn't meet sin with just enough grace. He buries it in grace. Grace isn't a reaction. It's the plan. Religion taught us that grace is a backup, a last-minute rescue plan after Adam screwed everything up. But grace was never God's plan B. It's who He is, from the beginning, before the world began, before the fall. This wasn't God scrambling to fix a mistake. This was God writing contrast into the script so that grace would shine in all of its unstoppable glory. Sin didn't surprise God. It served Him. Not because He condones evil, but because He knew what it would take to show us what love really looks like. And it looks like this. A cross, not a courtroom. A rescue, not a religion. A Father who runs toward the guilty, not away. God doesn't just forgive, He justifies. Religion says that you're forgiven, but still guilty. Still a sinner. Still unworthy. Still needing to prove yourself. But real grace doesn't just let you off the hook, it puts you on the throne, being justified freely by His grace. Romans 3:24. Justified doesn't mean let off with a warning. It means declared righteous. Not just clean, but holy. Not just tolerated, but celebrated. That's what grace does, and it doesn't patch up your mess. It transforms your identity. You're not a sinner trying to do better. You're the righteousness of God in Christ. Even on your worst day, grace doesn't need your permission. If grace works only when you choose it, it's not grace. It's a transaction. But the truth is, grace doesn't wait for your decision. It creates your transformation. You didn't initiate this. God did. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself. 2 Corinthians 5:19. Before you ever asked, before you believed, before you were even born, grace isn't fragile. It doesn't need your help. It's not earned, invited, or sustained by you. It is. Because God doesn't love reactively, He loves sovereignly. There is no too far. We all have names we think are beyond grace. That man who abused you. That addict who burned every bridge. That leader who lied. That part of you that still feels disgusting, broken, shameful. But listen carefully, there is no too far. Where sin abounds, where the pain is deepest, where the shame screams the loudest. Grace is louder. Not just comfort, not just pardon, but restoration. Full stop. Because the worst thing you've done, or that's been done to you, isn't greater than what Christ already carried. He didn't die just for the mild stuff. He went into the pit, took it all, felt it all, and walked out with the keys. Hell lost. Grace won. Grace changes everything. When you get this, really get it, everything changes. You stop judging people by how far gone they are. You stop pretending that you're earning anything. You stop fearing God like He's angry, distant, or disappointed. You stop begging for what's already yours. And you start resting. You start loving. You start laughing again, even when life still hurts, because you know how the story ends. And here's how it ends. In the ages to come, He will show the surpassing riches of His grace in kindness toward us. Ephesians 2:7. Surpassing riches, kindness, forever. Grace doesn't run out. It doesn't expire. It only expands. Because this isn't a story of rules, fear, or punishment. This is a story of superabounding grace. grace that sees every sin, every failure, every hidden wound, and says, still mine, still loved, still wanted, still included. No fine print, no expiration date, no hell to fear. Just a God who overwhelms everything with mercy and makes all things new.